It's late on a Friday night, and I'm finally on my way home to you. This work week has been hell. Numbers aren't what they should be, but we just can't seem to move the needle. We were all hands on deck today, attending scrum after scrum to determine where we can maximize gains. But finally, we agreed to table the matter and circle back to it on Monday. The key takeaways were that our team may have to bite the bullet and pivot our entire focus, which is going to be quite the paradigm shift. And my mind is racing like a hamster in its wheel as I try to sort through what synergies might be the silver bullet we need. All the stress I'm carrying home with me is gone the second I open the door and hear you, my lovely wife, humming in the kitchen. You got the kids to bed hours ago, absolute goddess that you are, and are now cleaning up in the kitchen. I drop my bag in the foyer and make my way to you, standing behind you to kiss the top of your head as you finish up at the sink. You dry your hands and twist to face me, wrapping your arms up over my shoulders as my own hands settle at your waist. "Hi, honey," I say with a grin. "I'm home." I tilt my head down to plant one on you, your pillowy lips a safe harbor after the long day I've had. You giggle into our smooch and can't help but smile at the sweet sound of your voice. We press our bodies together in a loving embrace and snog as we give each other little updates about our respective days. Eventually, the conversation turns a little flirty. I feared I might have to shuck my own corn tonight for some stress relief, but I can see now that you have something else in mind entirely. You tell me that after you got the kids to bed, you needed a little stress relief of your own and decided to rev your engine while you waited for me. Now that I'm home, you're ready for takeoff and are hoping for some Amazon Prime and sexy time. Baby, there is nothing in this world I'd like more. We up the ante and start playing some tonsil hockey in earnest as we stand in the kitchen. You bring one of your hands down to my personal area and start to tease. My phallus grows tumescent as your soft hand rubs at my slacks, and I moan softly against your mouth. My fingers wander down to the hem of your dress, then up your thigh to your panties. I tease your hoo-ha through the cotton and feel the fabric start to moisten at my touch. We stay like that for what seems like hours, caressing and exploring each other's bits through these barriers as we mack on each other until we make the decision to move things to our bedroom so we can take that much-needed trip to Pound Town. We laugh like love-drunk youngsters as we stumble up the stairs in a hurry, as eager to do the no-pants dance together as we were the day we got married. With the bedroom door closed behind us, we strip down to our birthday suits, eyeing each other hungrily all the while. I love looking at you. Love seeing your terrific tatas, your beautiful belly, that delightful derriere as you slip your panties down over your magnificent thighs. I love looking at all of you, and the look on your face tells me that you love looking at me just as much. You ask if I want some of that good penilingus to start. Aw, beans, how could I possibly turn that down? I nod frantically with a yes, please, and fast as fireworks, on the 4th of July, you are on your knees, opening that pretty pie hole to take my pecker wholesale. The sweet schlorp of your mouth around my schlong makes my whole body weak, and I wrap my fingers in your hair, more to steady myself than to guide you. You're just doing what you want to me, taking me, oh, greedily, like my cock is the air you need to breathe. The bulbous head of my Johnson feels exquisite at the back of your throat as you practically gargle with it, spit shining my baseball bat like an utter champ. My girl. My sweet, good girl. I can hear your whimpers starting to get needy, and I ask you to get up on the bed so that I can give you a little spa time of your own. I kneel on the floor next to the bed, jerking my gherkin as you open your legs for me like the gates of Mordor. I dip my fingers into your honey pot, and the wetness I find there sets my blood buzzing like a billion blissed out bees. I slurp at your snatch's slippery secretions, my lips and tongue frolicking all through your gushing lady garden as I continue to give myself a self-guided tour. Oh, and your gasps fill the room as I test the echo in your love cave. And both of us feel so good. The whole situation is just bonkers. You beg for me then. Beg to feel my sausage in your peach. And know it's time for us to do the horizontal hulu. You reposition yourself on the bed and I climb on top of you, guiding my willy right into that damp crevice of yours as we both moan and groan. I push in and you feel perfect. So wet. So moist. Soaked. Sopping. Soggy. I start giving you the old in and out, putting that banana in your fruit salad like there's no tomorrow. You're going wild for it. And I can tell I am hitting that upvote button just right. You look beautiful as you take my tallywhacker and baby, there is no one I'd rather knock boots with than you. We're rocking and rolling and working our bed springs for everything they've got as we shake our sheets. We gaze into each other's eyes as we climb to the peak together, and then, suddenly, your coochie is clenching my cock and we are both crying out in bliss. I shoot my ropes as you quiver, shiver, and then I smother you with kisses of pleasure and gratitude. I collapse on the bed next to you and pull you close to me. Both of us panting as we struggle to catch our breath after the incredible O's we've just had. We snuggle up to each other as we come down off the highest of highs. During our post-coital pillow talk, I ask if there's anything in particular you're hoping to do this weekend. You think for a moment, then tell me you're really hoping we can have relations again. I arch an eyebrow at your choice of words. Speak plainly, my love, I say with a kiss. You know, you can just say fuck.